And we are back, and I'm looking at a book that's entitled Clipstone, and underneath the title it says Mortarless Stone Veneer by Environmental Stoneworks. And with us is John Bailey, who's the director of their marketing and sales. And I think this Clipstone product is just amazing. I mean, you don't use any mortar.
Correct.
I mean, this can go inside or outside, and anybody can do it.
Correct.
You have to have a screw gun and a screwdriver.
And a level, exactly.
And a level. So you start out leveling the bottom, and once you have a level bottom, you just lay the stone on top of the bottom and just start screwing it in.
That's correct. You get
and
the
then every once
level.
In a while, you have to make a cut at the end.
Correct.
Why don't I just put traditional stone up?
Well, this enables you to, you know, you're not
because
using
most people aren't masons, silly.
That's true. It, you know, for most people, you're having to put lath and mortar and you're mixing it, and there's a lot of issues with that. This is basically, you get the same look. It's a cultured stone, mortarless stone that you're mechanically fastening, and you can do it yourself.
So here's the deal. I put a sheet of plywood or OSB.
Correct.
Onto my wall, say in my office, and I put plywood end-to-end, floor-to-ceiling.
Yes.
Now, the plywood has to be a half inch or thicker.
Yes.
Yeah?
Yep.
I would personally use probably 3/4 inch because I'm a nut for structure. And then, of course, the baseboard has already been removed.
Correct.
And you just take this stone, and there are supports at the bottom and top.
Correct.
So for the first row, you take the bottom supports off.
Right, or they just actually can kind of fold them back like that, and they fit in a starter strip.
Like so, that?
Yep, and they lock into a starter strip down below.
Oh, there's a starter strip to
yes.
begin.
Yes.
Oh, that's great. So the bottom can't kick out.
Correct. So they lock into those bottom legs. You fold them up like that, and they fit into the V-groove of the starter strip.
That's so easy.
And then you get it, like you said, you get it level.
And then this thing weighs what? About 5 pounds?
How yeah, much? The stones vary in length, so that the stone itself weighs 12 pounds per square foot.
This isn't 12 pounds.
No, because it's
12 pounds per square foot.
So
okay.
Depending on the length of the stones you have is... You
and
know,
each stone is held by 2 screws. Now, you provide screws with
we
your...
We do not. We let them, you know, we let
so you recommend the screw.
Correct. We have 1-inch
and it's going to be a cap head at least 1 inch.
Yep, a pan end. One inch
excuse me, a pan head.
Yep.
Yeah, so a pan head and a Phillips, because it's easier to drive with electric driver.
Correct.
And you just make the
Is there a jig for placement, or you just hold it up and you just drive the screws right in the...
You just drive the screws in. The key is keeping, I use, you know, a little torpedo level to make sure the stone's level.
Right.
You know, it doesn't matter if the brackets are off, as long as the stone is level.
That's it.
And then once you get your first row level... Since they're all 4 inches in height, but they vary in lengths, you have 4 different lengths.
Got it.
Then you're just, like you said, you're just loading them in with the legs down below and then fasten them on the wall and work your way up. And what you're trying to do is make sure you stagger the joints and you're staggering the colors, so the random
and
colors.
And people, I got to tell you something. I tap on the stone. That is really feels like stone.
It's concrete,
isn't it?
More importantly, it looks like stone.
Yeah.
It's amazing. It looks exactly like stone.
And it's stacked stone and all sorts of profiles. How many profiles have you got?
We actually make 2 profiles. So we make a ledge stone and a pro stack. The pro stack has a lot of shadowing. It looks like individual pieces. And
gorgeous.
The ledge stone is traditional.
Yeah.
And then you have, what is it, at least...
It looks like eight or nine
different colors that it's available.
Well, more than that. My gosh, yeah.
Oh, and you can mix colors, too.
You can mix colors and styles. So if you look at the front of the brochure, this builder actually used ProStack, but then he mixed in a few ledge stones to break it up a little
bit.
I'll be darned.
I'm telling you, this is beautiful stuff. You walk into someone's house and you tap and you think it's a real honest-to-goodness mortared-in stone
What's interesting, you're using a driver drill, a cordless driver drill, and some screws, and that's about it. And for a few cuts, you know, you've got to use a cutoff saw with a Carborundum blade or something like
Or a grinder.
Yeah. Or a hand grinder with a 4.5 inch. It works fine.
And it sounds to me like you're appealing to builders and remodelers and specifiers to utilize this in lieu of the traditional means, but also to homeowners who have an interest in getting their hands dirty and doing something on the inside or outside of their home that where they don't need to have the expertise.
Correct.
All right.
You know, this is something that I mean, you'd have a hard time screwing this up.
John Bailey, he is with Clipstone. How may folks get more information on your product?
If you want some more information, it's great if you go out to the website, which is myclipstone.com.
And the per square foot cost?
Approximately $11 to $12 per square foot.
I was going
to
say $25.
Retail.
Thank you for joining us at the Remodeling Show Deck Expo.
Thanks, you guys.
Wow. All right, you can get more information by visiting our website at onthehouse.com.